Bro Steph here, and I just wanted to ask you to please remember to keep me in prayer. Been battling some health issues, and it seems like over the last almost 15 years, this January would be 15 years I've been battling with some of these health issues, but I would appreciate you keeping me lifted up in prayer. And also, you know, we come under spiritual attack because of the voice that I have on the internet and Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media. And I'm sure that the evil one isn't too pleased with what the Lord is asking me to do in that regard. So your prayers for me, for Carlin, my wife, we would certainly appreciate you remembering us from time to time. Now on with the report. I've been really watching the ISIS group. And I saw a video today, and I'm not going to post it. It's too gruesome. I'm just not going to. I just don't know that it's right to give them press by reposting their demonic information. And here's what I mean by that. I saw them killing Christians in this video, and the translation was that they're rejoicing that they're doing God a service in killing Christians and Jews and people that don't believe in Islam. And immediately the scripture, excuse me, in John 16 came to my mind. These things I have spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God service. And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them. These things I did not say to you at the beginning, because I was with you. And so the Lord warns us that the time is coming when people will rejoice over the death of a Christian or a Jew, and they will think they did God the biggest favor in the world. And here we have in John 16, the very words of our Lord, warning us that this would come. And I like what the Lord said. I'm not telling you this for any other reason, but that in another translation, the Good News translation, let me go there and read it to you. I think it's just terrific. Good News translation. Listen to it this way. I have told you this so that you will not give up your faith. I love that. The Lord is actually prophesying here, giving us a prophecy and saying people are going to think that they're doing God a favor by killing you. And I'm telling you that time is coming on the earth, and I'm telling it to you so that you don't give up on your faith. Now, I have to tell you, when I see some of these videos, it breaks your heart. It gives you a horrible feeling in the pit of your stomach. And it's very disturbing. And if you watch too much of these kinds of videos, it can actually depress you. And I haven't watched a lot, but I've watched enough just so that I know what's really happening. And I want to encourage us. I know I'm not the only one that is seeing the beheadings, that have seen the little three-year-old girls with their heads beheaded, and all of the insanity in Iraq going on, in Syria. So I want to encourage us that, number one, Jesus is not caught off guard. God's not caught off guard by any of this. And he told us it was coming so that we wouldn't give up on our faith. Look to him. Put your focus on Yeshua. Look up. Get your head up. And remember, he's got all of this in control. None of this has caught God by surprise. He's got a plan to work it out. We know the end of the story. We know what happens in Revelation chapter 19 and 20. We know our Lord comes to destroy the enemies of God. And now I want to read to you, in the time I have left, Psalm chapter 9. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad to rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they shall fall and perish at your presence. For you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat on the throne judging in righteousness. You have rebuked the nations. You have destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. O enemy, destructions are finished forever. And you have destroyed cities. Even their memory has perished. But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness, and he shall administer judgment for the peoples in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord, who dwells in Zion. Declare his deeds among the people. When he avenges blood, he remembers them. He does not forget the cry of the humble. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Consider my trouble from those who hate me. You who lift me up from the gates of death. And so I want to leave you with that. Look to God. He's the Redeemer. He is our help in time of trouble, and he will never forget what his people are going through. And the day will come that he will avenge their blood. And I get the picture of the souls under the altar in the book of Revelation crying out, "When, Lord, will you avenge us?" And he says, "Wait for just a little bit longer. And when the sin of the world has come into its fullness, then God will go and avenge the blood of his people." And so I want to leave you with that. God's in control. Keep looking up. Jesus loves you. Jesus is here for us all. And remember, the Lord could come back at any moment. Remember to visit our blog, brosteph.org, our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/brosteph. God bless you as you live out your faith.